Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer.
Wait for it.
And the saddle's getting cold. Now I'm much too young to keep this damn old.
This is why this guy is genius, because this is a fairly new song, but yet it sounds like the old classic country. He blends it together well, and he's one heck of a performer. We saw him, I don't know how many months ago, in the Boston Garden, and what a show, jumping around. It's interesting because the last two shows we've seen there, one of them was Garth Brooks, the other was Barry Manilow, and what a difference, but yet the audience still as fascinated with the performers and the performances of both genre. So Garth Brooks in the news today. Actually, you go back to this date, 1995. The story was that Garth Brooks buried the glass master of his LP, The Hits, beneath his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. First time something like this had been done, and as far as I know, it's probably the last.
That's kind of cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks responsible also for our thought of the day today. You aren't wealthy until you have something money can't buy. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that great?
Oh, yes.
You aren't wealthy until you have something money can't buy. You know the old song, Money Can't Buy Your Love? I know a lot of things money can't buy. Peace of mind is another thing that comes to mind with money. Matter of fact, a lot of times people have money because they're approached by so many different people. It's oof.
Oh, try
it's
winning tough. The lottery. The people who win the lottery, they're right. like bombarded.
I saw Kelly Clarkson interviewed this weekend. And she was she grew up in a very poor background, and she said all those people who say money can't buy you happiness, they aren't asking poor people. Only rich people say that.
Yeah.
And she says, because let me tell you something, I'm a whole lot better off now than when I was a kid. I'm a whole lot happier now than when I was a kid.
Well, there's ways of using it and having it that make you happy, certainly. But they can't predicate everything rich. I think that's the point. Speaking of that, here's a great example. Glenn Campbell's got lots of money, but he doesn't have his mind anymore. This is that great song, last one he ever recorded, I'm Not Going to Miss You. If you haven't heard some of the lyrics.
Knowing he had this disease.
Alzheimer's, right.
It's terrible disease, yes.
Listen to this.
The man that loved you till the end.
His voice is still great.
Oh, yeah. This song has won all kinds of awards, and the CNN Glenn Campbell special, I'll Be Me, most watched CNN broadcast in the history of CNN, with all these millions of viewers, last Sunday, 9 o'clock. For some reason or other, I saw it, but it wasn't last Sunday. I saw it in bits and pieces, and I'm trying to remember where I saw it. It was all about Glenn Campbell's life, his music, his legacy, his battle with Alzheimer's. But when you look at all of the other cable news competitors, I don't know why they put it just there. Whoever produced it, I guess it was produced by CNN. I would have thought this would be a great thing.
Yeah, why wouldn't CBS, ABC, NBC have this?
Right, yeah. Yep, yeah.
That would get good ratings no matter where you put
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. It's a great, important story. Maybe not great, but important. It's sponsored by Eli Lilly, which has the drug that is supposedly to be used by people who have early onslaught dementia or Alzheimer's. But this guy needs every bit of tribute. He deserves it all. Whatever good things people are thinking about him, it's appropriate. Glenn Campbell on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
According to historian Jane Hampton Cook, in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson originally called his subjects, which he later replaced with citizens.
One word put government in the hands of its people instead of placing the people in the government's control.
What was true for revolutionaries declaring their independence also holds true for you. The words you use to define yourself can limit or empower you.
For example, you can think of yourself as just another employee, or you can see yourself as a thought leader in your area of expertise.
Define yourself with empowering words. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
When horror is done well, it gets in your blood, and It Follows is one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bye-bye!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Just as America is shifting to renewable energies, Big Coal is now pushing a dirty fossil fuel as the solution to our nation's energy crisis. But the industry's TV spots are seductive. Their, quote, clean coal technology plan would attempt to capture 2 cubic miles of emissions, then inject them toward the Earth's core every day.
Including the capture and storage of CO2.
Scientists say clean coal simply doesn't exist, kind of like safe cigarettes, in that modern mining sickens whole cities, pollutes water, air, and lays waste to vast sections of the environment. Obvious growing public awareness and concern has created the need for aggressive public relations.
New ideas have often been met with skepticism.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.